Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you joined me today for the broadcast. I want to share some things that will just stir your faith, encourage your heart. We all need that in the Lord. We need our faith encouraged. We need to, in this negative world that surrounds us, hear the good things that God has prepared for us. And that's my intention. So let's just join our hearts in prayer right now. Father, Lord, I thank you for this time. And Lord, there are those who really are struggling in their faith right now. Those, Lord, that feel that their heart's desires, the things they've committed to you that are on your altar, just the enemy's doing everything he can to discourage and discredit. But I take authority over the lying spirits, the voices of discouragement and depression in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose your hold on the people of God. And Father, I thank you for the anointing of God which destroys every yoke, every bondage, every snare of the evil one. And Lord, I just release your people into newness of joy, newness of faith, that they shall know that there is nothing too hard for our God to do. Although I don't spend much time talking about it, I generally always give an invitation just very briefly at the end of the broadcast to invite any of you who may be in a battle, if struggling, to write for prayer. And beloved, there's such power in agreeing, united prayer. And I believe these months especially, I've really been concentrating and in prayer and fasting to see long dead desires and dreams being fulfilled. You know, the word says, hope that is deferred makes the heart sick. And God wants to give us fullness of joy. First of all, though, He's not just out to giving good gifts to His children, just like any loving parent would want to give all they could in way of the good gifts to their children, but they want a balance. They want them to learn maturity. They want them to learn all those lessons that are necessary for a happy and successful life as an adult. And that's where the Holy Spirit, how He works with us. He wants us to develop into a mature son and daughter of God. And there is power in agreeing prayer. As I shared recently, there was a battle I was going through, and there was really no one I could talk to about it. I called this minister friend, and I wasn't actually calling for prayer. I just was asking some practical legal advice, and she immediately started to pray for me. And that pain and the hurt that I'd been suffering from the words of someone that had spoken to me, it just was lifted. And so, beloved, it was just a clear demonstration to me of the power that is in united agreeing prayer. And I believe, especially for those who have written in UCM Partners, we're going to see prayer answers and victories given as never before. And if you've never written, whatever it is you're struggling with, whatever you're dealing with right now, I encourage you to write. You know, if there wasn't such power, it wouldn't be in God's Word. What does He say? If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That's Matthew 18:18-20. When other things fail to produce answers, there's always the secret of agreeing prayer. When the church prayed at Jerusalem and they were in one accord, mighty things were done. You can read about that in the second chapter of Acts, verses 42-47. And in the world we're living in today, there may be some theologians or some ministers that will argue, well, you know, it's not God's will to answer every prayer. Well, Brother Glass used to say, God always answers prayer, yes, no, or not now. But I believe it is God's will to answer any prayer that is prayed in faith for anything that's covered by the promises of God. Of course, he will not, I don't care how earnestly we pray, anything that is harmful to us or unrighteous, he's not going to answer that. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, David said, but verily he hath heard my prayer. Hallelujah. So it's God's will for you to get what you desire if you are in Christ and his words are in you. Isn't that what Jesus said in John, the 15th chapter? If we live in harmony with God's word, we won't ask one thing that is forbidden by the word of God. That would not be in our nature to do anything that is not pleasing to the Lord. And God has chosen you to ask what you will, that much fruit can be produced for God, and that the world could see the greatness of God's power. Don't you want to experience that? See what he said in John, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to turn to that, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. That means agree with one another, pray according to his will. Another scripture that the Lord quickens to assure you that it is his will to bless you is found in Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. What's the purpose of our blessing? That thy way, the Lord's way, may be known upon earth, thy saving health above all nations. So the all-inclusive condition of answered prayer is John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. And this is really all one has to do to get answers to prayer. This implies that one believes from the heart all the promises of God that are in Christ, and that one is living a life of righteousness and true holiness, and that one expects God to answer when we pray, that you have faith. Any believer who will do this without wavering in his faith is just as sure to receive that God will answer and receive what they're asking, just as sure as they're alive. Let me further say that there's no limitation to the provision made in the gospel for body, soul, or spirit concerning any and all needs and wants that are legitimate and that are good for the whole man. God's promises are too plainly unlimited to be limited by man. And if there had been any limitations, think about this. Shouldn't God have been the one to make them? But if he didn't, how can man limit the things that are so freely given to us by God? That's something to think about, is it not? Hallelujah. Well, I just want to stop right now and pray for those of you who are struggling. Some are so discouraged. It's like, Lord, I've prayed and I just don't see answers. And God wants you just to rest in him and to know that he is working. You may not see on the surface signs of his operation, but many times in answer to prayers, I've seen that time and time again. Over the decades in ministry, we prayed and it seemed like God wasn't answering, but he was. I can remember succinctly, there was one time we had services in Oakland and we were asking God for another location, a church, and we prayed, I don't know for how long, and God finally opened up a location on Moore Drive in Hayward. And the reason it was seemed so long in the process is because that church was building another auditorium for their services. And then in due time, that other facility was open for us to rent. So you see, God was working and moving. We just didn't know it. That's where our faith comes in, beloved. We have to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just ask that every single person will rest in the assurance that you have heard their prayers, and Lord, that you are moving, and in your wisdom and in your divine love, you are working to bring forth their heart's desires. Lord, as we delight ourselves in you, you will give us our heart's desires. So Lord, I thank you now for peace, for strength. I rebuke all oppression and depression, and thank you, Lord, for the faith of God to rise in their hearts as never before, to know that the unseen God is moving in an unseen realm to bring forth through their faith the reality of answered prayer. Praise God. For the Lord would say, my beloved, the Spirit of the Lord searches and reveals the deep things of God to your heart. I do not withhold the wisdom and understanding that you need. I am speaking even now regarding the path that you are on. I say, hold fast, stay your course. Many would say, but I can't hear God speaking. But that's only because other voices distract and bring confusion. As the scripture declares, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Therefore, how could I ever forsake my children? He that dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. It is a sure word. Do not faint. Do not look at the things that are seen, but keep your eyes looking into the unseen realm, the realm of the Spirit, the realm of faith. Be assured this light affliction shall also pass. Call forth the things that are not as though they are. Though you be tested, the trying of your faith shall bring you forth as purest gold. Again, I say, do not be moved. My will for you is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, says your Lord. Praise God. Well, glory to God. What can you add when God speaks? I just extend to you that invitation to write and share your prayer request. The announcer is going to give our contact information in just a few moments. And partners, I want to thank you so much for your prayer support, as well as your financial gifts. Because of the faithfulness of God's people, we've been able to move on and go forward in continuous ministry since 1965. That's almost 50 years. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.